The population of Newark and the Jewish community in particular dwindled drastically before and after the 1967 rebellion. While some call it white flight, others say the national push towards suburbanization pulled them away. WBGO's Naomi Bronner with more.
Over 65,000 people once made up Newark's Jewish community. William Helmrich, author and educator, says an undue amount of blame is placed on the 1967 Newark Rebellion for pushing them out.
When all said and done, the real reason why Newark declined as a Jewish community was that for many reasons Jews wanted to move to the suburbs. And the reason for the blacks coming to power was because by the time it all ended, they were the largest group that was left.
Bob Shapiro, previous president of New Jersey Society of Professional Journalists, says the term white flight is incorrect when referring to the Jewish community leaving Newark.
I think the term white flight conjures images that are just completely wrong for this. White flight conjures the image of some people from a different ethnic group move into your neighborhood, everybody moves away as fast as they can to a lily-white suburb, and then goes to private school.
The white people in Newark started moving out well before the riots.
Warren Grover, lifelong Newarker and co-founder of the Jewish Historical Society of New Jersey, says there was an increase in crime that pushed Jews out of the city.
On the street my grandmother lived. She was already 80 years old. She was coming home with groceries. After school, a bunch of black girls tackled her, threw her down, threw her groceries on the street, then adding insult to injury, took her eyeglasses and stepped on them. And they then said, as my grandmother repeated, "This is no longer a white area. Get out."
Richard Camerari's family grew up in Newark Central Ward. He now works for New Community Corporation and has devoted much of his life to activism. Camerari says real estate brokers manipulated the public by engaging in blockbusting.
Agents would come into a block, talk to the white families, say, "Look, you know, all these colored people are moving in. You know what's going to happen to your property values. You better get out now while you can." So white families would sell low to the real estate agents. They'd turn around and sell high to the black families that were trying to buy. The whole thing was part of this kind of systemic, morbidly destructive systemic process in terms of hollowing out parts of cities depending on, you know, how black and brown they were starting to become.
Bob Shapiro says it was the new infrastructure, not blockbusting, that pushed the Jews out of the city's South Ward.
The real death blow was the construction of Route 78, and that just decimated blocks and blocks and blocks and cut the community entirely in two. That was not done by the black community. That was done by the white power structure at City Hall.
The enduring community, the Jews of Newark author William Helmrich, believes the Jewish community made a conscious decision to leave the city.
You have Jews saying the riots brought about Newark's destruction. It's not true. The Jews were leaving after World War II. Why did they say that? Because if they say that the community ended because we got up and left, that's not a very nice thing to say. That means you cut and you ran and you deserted the community.
Newark in the 50s and 60s saw one of the largest Jewish populations in the country disperse into the greater metropolitan area. Some see it as members in the community deserting each other. Others see it as an effect of the rapid suburbanization of the 1950s. And still others see it as a natural part of community expansion. I'm Naomi Bronner, WBGO News.